Hello, everybody. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer, and it is 6:30. Well, the clock on my computer says it's 6:30 here in Denver, Colorado. The clock on my phone says it's 6:33, so I don't know who to believe. But anyway, thank you all for being here, everybody who's listening to this live or listening to it as a replay. If you tried to get on this call last week, I apologize. I got stuck in a very nasty snowstorm, and I have been battling this weird cough for about a week now. I never really got sick, but I can't get rid of this cough. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, thank you for being here, and I apologize for switching around of the times. We were trying to do this at noon on Thursdays, but my life went crazy, and I had to do something else with all of this. So anyway, thank you for being here now. The topic tonight is, the way I wrote it out was, what about DMSO for gout? And so some people know what DMSO is, and some people don't. And for those of you who don't, DMSO stands for dimethyl sulfoxide, and if my little title got you curious about what DMSO is and whether or not it's something you should be trying out for gout, there are certainly some things to consider. I have some things to add to this because I have used DMSO before, but it's been a long. I never really used it for gout. But I did want to throw it out there. It's something that I've suggested before, but I always kind of go real long and deep into helping people understand what it is and that they need to kind of use their own best judgment and discretion about whether or not they want to use it. Because DMSO is it's a byproduct of the wood products industry. And oddly enough, it found its way into the medical community some years ago, and it gained a lot of popularity. I forget how many years ago. I think it was actually in the 60s, and everybody thought, oh, my goodness, this is the best thing ever because it really did a good job of lowering inflammation and taking care of swelling and pain. And so there was a lot of research done on it, and then for some reason it was another one of those things that got shut down, kind of like by the FDA, and the medical community kind of turned its back on it, and then nothing else was ever done with it. But interestingly enough, in the late 70s, early 80s, when I was doing a lot of really hardcore skiing, harder than I am now. And I remember taking a very nasty crash on my skis, and I was working as a waiter in the evenings, and I had to go to work that night, and my friend had been telling me about this stuff, DMSO, and it's this clear liquid. And this clear liquid, when you put it on your skin, almost immediately you get this taste in your mouth like oysters. Excuse me. And so what was I going to do? I needed to go to work that night, had to be there, couldn't let him down. And so he gave me some of this stuff that he had, and sure enough, I put it on my left shoulder, and it couldn't have been 10 seconds. I went from not being able to lift my arm to like, okay, I'm ready to go to work and be a waiter and carry trays and drinks and do this for another 6 or 8 hours. So it was a pretty remarkable experience. And how he had turned me onto it, what I had come to learn, is that DMSO is used very often on racehorses and horses that are sustaining injuries. And as soon as you put it on the horse, like they don't even know they had something wrong with them. And so I certainly had the same experience. And so the whole reason I even want to throw it out there this evening for you to dig into and research and consider is because I've inquired with lots of people that I've had interactions with in terms of them dealing with gout and trying to find something to ease the pain so they could keep going. Kind of like the racehorses, you know, they got to race and they got to earn their keep. And so the owners just kind of drive them, and if they're limping, they just put this DMSO stuff on and keep them going. And that's the way some people's bosses are. So that's maybe if you've got a gout attack and you've got that kind of a boss, then DMSO might be for you at least once in a while. But this clear liquid that you put on any kind of an ailing joint, I've had people tell me that they put it on, have a gout attack, and it's made the pain go away. I don't believe for a second that it's actually going to help you keep from getting gout attacks, but if you've been dealing with some nasty gout attack for 2 or 3 days and you were just in between a rock and a hard place, then DMSO might be the thing to do. I put DMSO in the category of when you're in so much pain with a gout attack and you start saying, you hear yourself starting to say stuff like, oh my God, I would do anything to make this pain go away. Well, that is where DMSO might come in. So again, do your research, make your own decision, some pretty weird stuff, but it might just be the hot ticket for getting you out of pain and back to work and keeping you going. So with that, I want to just kind of open up the phone and see if anybody has any thoughts, questions, comments, experiences with DMSO, and love to hear from you. So anybody? I know we've got some people out there. Maybe they're shy people. Going once, going twice, so going three times. If nobody wants to jump in to the DMSO and gout conversation, probably what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just make a couple of announcements. Again, I had to move my phone calls and I had to move my Google Hangouts to the evenings, and some people had told me that evenings would work better. I'm not sure if they do or not. I really kind of liked having the phone calls at noon, but I also do a Google Hangout about gout every other Wednesday evening now, and so I try to group these things kind of close together so I could be more efficient with them, and hopefully it would be work out well timing-wise for everybody else. So we have a Google Hangout coming up here in about 20 minutes. We're going to be doing a Google Hangout that I've titled, let me make sure I say exactly how I titled it. I titled it Cupping. Have you ever tried it for gout? And I don't know if you know what cupping is. I just did a blog post about it. One of the gout killers out there brought it to my attention. Zaid, I think is how I say his name, and I'm not sure what country he's from, but evidently cupping in Singapore is a big deal, and that's what we're going to talk about on the Google Hangout here coming up. And also, again, because my life went so crazy over the last month or 6 weeks with some new things that I'm bringing into my nutritional therapy world and gout killer world, I have not yet scheduled another local event here in Denver. I've been doing gout talks at the Natural Grocers, the one that's on the corner of Colorado and Evans. And I haven't scheduled another one yet, but I think I'm going to schedule another one for 1 p.m. on Sunday, April 26th, because I've just got so much to get through this month, and it'll give me time to really promote that going into next month. So that's kind of where I'm at with the calls, the Google Hangouts, and also the live events, the talks, the seminars. We seem to have really landed on a name for them yet, but that's what is going on. So one more time, if anybody wants. Yeah, who's this?
Bert, this is Terran calling from San Francisco.
I'm sorry, say your name again.
Terran.
Terran. Oh, really cool. Hi, Terran.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing pretty good, other than this little cough I've got going on.
Yeah, I hear that. Hope you get better soon. I just wanted to start off by thanking you for your great information. I feel that I've really benefited from learning about the true causes of gout. And using your information, I had been doing pretty well. I was gout-free for about a year. And then last November, I had a gout attack. And then just recently, a couple weeks ago, I had another one. And on the topic of DMSO, I actually, it got so painful that I actually did try DMSO, and I can report that it provided some relief, especially at night when I'm, you know, I need to get my sleep. It helped me to fall asleep. As you know, in a really acute attack, it can be so painful that, you know, you can't really fall asleep. So the DMSO helped me to kind of ease the pain. And I read up on the topic, and what they said online was not to use DMSO without thinning it out with some distilled water, which is what I did. And just applied it with a cotton wool, rubbed it in a little bit, and seemed to do the trick.
Wow. Well, man, thank you for getting on the call and letting everybody know a firsthand experience of this. So you thin it with distilled water.
Yeah. So what I read online is that you don't want to apply it straight because it could have a caustic effect on your skin. So they said to, you know, just put a few drops. You don't need much of DMSO. It's like two teaspoons would do your whole half of your foot, you know. And they recommend a 70 to 90% solution of DMSO to distilled water. So you just rub it on. The rubbing helps the skin to absorb the DMSO. I truly don't know how it works, but whatever it is, it seems to take the edge off the pain. And it's worked for me. Another thing that has worked for me kind of in a parallel way is applying magnesium. And I have a couple of sources of magnesium oil and a distilled form of magnesium that I've used also. And I don't know if it's magnesium raising the pH locally through the skin. Magnesium is one of the elements that can be absorbed through the skin. And I think when it makes its way in to where the soreness is, where the uric acid's built up, it may actually help to lower the pH a little bit. And that provides some relief as well.
Yeah, you know, magnesium is one of the main minerals in Epsom salts, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, using Epsom salts is or magnesium salts, I think you're right. I mean, that's what I've always thought, too. It applies some alkalizing effect to the local area, the tissues that are directly affected. And so rather than systemically trying to kind of correct the over-acidity, it can be very helpful to be applying it locally and soaking right through the skin and getting into the blood and into those tissues that are really affected. So yeah, I agree with the way you think it works, and it's good to hear that you've and thank you for getting on and saying what your experience with it has been. You know, what I always wondered is they always said that DMSO kind of helped transport things through the skin and into the blood, and these days with so many different kinds of pharmaceutical drugs being delivered transdermally, i.e. the patch, I wonder did you use the magnesium and the DMSO relatively around the same time or maybe even together?
They were on separate occasions, but I see where you're headed with this, and mm-hmm. it would be really interesting to try an experiment to see if the combination of DMSO and, let's say, a magnesium oil would have a synergistic effect. I imagine it might, because each one alone seems to work, and together it may work twice as well. Would hope.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've always kind of wondered that. Would the DMSO let the magnesium get in there bigger, better, faster, and produce a more effective and faster result? So, yeah, interesting. Well, what I don't want you to do is go give yourself a gout attack just so you can try it out, and I'm not going to do that either.
No gout attacks if I can avoid it.
Yes, exactly. No gout. No more gout attacks. Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, thanks for jumping on and letting us know what your experience has been.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Bert. Yeah. I'll go on mute and let someone else jump in.
Okay. I'll ask one more time, and then I'll probably close out the call. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
So if there is anyone else that has had an experience, wants to comment, has any questions, wants to talk gout about pretty much anything, please let me know. Now it's your turn. Sounds pretty quiet out there. So since I already kind of got through all those announcements about the calls, the Google Hangouts, the live events, I think I'm going to go ahead and close this out. And thank you again, Taryn, for getting on and talking so much and bringing so much to this conversation about gout and DMSO. So thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening, whether you're listening live or now you're listening to a replay. I really appreciate you taking the time to not only just kind of learn and listen from whatever I might be throwing out there, but really what I like to think people about is just being proactive and doing whatever they can to educate themselves about not getting gout attacks anymore and really understanding what this is all about and kind of treating it like this is an option. All of us, we don't have to get gout. We just need to do the right stuff to make sure we don't get gout anymore. So thanks for being here, and I look forward to talking with everybody again next week. Good night.